The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.
Has some angle. Can he find it? Oh, that is beautiful. Machi's got the speed. Has he got the touch? There's your answer.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the latest Rapids podcast with me, Richard Fleming. We'll hear from new signings in the first podcast of 2018, but we start with the fact that I've returned for the first podcast of the new year to an email from a Mr. Connor McGahey, which read, "Dear idiot, I'm leaving you, you fool. It hasn't worked out. It was clear from the start that I couldn't take you seriously." Attached to that email was this audio message from his mate at the BBC.
"Hello, Connor. This is Manny Jasmi from the World Football Programme on BBC World Service. And if this week's programme wasn't already in the can, we would be leading with your departure from the Colorado Rapids. I understand something of a gloom has settled over Dick's Sporting Goods Park ever since the news of your leaving was leaked. And I'm told that one of the many sports on which you'll be commentating now is American football, whatever that is. Anyway, wherever you are and wherever you go, I hope you'll be able to exert a little more self-control now that you'll be thousands of miles away from the unholy influence of Richard Fleming."
Three interviews with Kevin Doyle on his first day, and he said, he turned to me on that third interview, he said,
"Does anybody else work here?"
Are you the only guy that works here? So that was my first introduction to Kevin Doyle, of course a player that I knew from his time back in England, particularly with his time at Reading, which was a club not many miles away from where I lived. You're still enjoying that, aren't you?
It's just because I hear exactly how Kevin would say it as well, right? Like he's got that sort of delivery and the accent and everything. So I'm sweating, crying because I totally forgot about that story. But it makes me laugh every single time. Are you the only one that works here?
Because what was funny is that I didn't follow him for the interview, so I didn't. So he was. Waiting for him. So I'd leave the room. And he'd walk in, and I could hear, walking down the corridor, the PR guys were saying, "Oh, you've now got another interview." He's like, "What? It's him again?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm one of triplets."
Good luck, Connor, and whatever you do, keep listening to World Football, because, quite frankly, we need the numbers.
So there you have it. Connor McGahey has left the building after 2.5 years of co-hosting the podcast from episode 74 to episode 253. Of course, he's been a fixture around the club for a decade. He'll be missed by us all, but we do wish him, of course, nothing but the best. And being McGahey, he gets the last laugh.
Colorado Rapids 2018 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss out on the action as the Rapids take the field for 17 home matches at Dick's Sporting Goods Park next season.
And it's Marlon Hairston in the blink of an eye. They're back on level terms. This is some contest.
Go to coloradorapids.com to find out about the exclusive season ticket member benefits, including meet the team party, game day experiences, and stadium discounts. Go to coloradorapids.com.
And, of course, Connor McGahey will remain with us in spirit so long as we get to play that season ticket promo. And so to the club news from your Colorado Rapids, of which there is lots. Last week, the 2018 full MLS regular season schedule was released. Initially, of course, we thought we'd start at home to Chicago Fire on March the 3rd. That is no longer the case. Instead, the Rapids begin on the road at New England Revolution a week later on March the 10th. The home opener is now against Sporting Kansas City Saturday, March the 24th. You can go to coloradorapids.com for ticket details. Now, of course, when that schedule was released across the league, a word that we hear regularly, the word parity, pops up regularly from those within Major League Soccer. Well, try telling that to Vancouver Whitecaps FC, who last week, once the schedule was announced, discovered they'll be travelling 51,178 miles over the course of 2018. Compare that to Toronto FC, who'll trek a meagre 25,891 miles, almost half that of Vancouver. And for those interested, the Rapids will wander 33,788 miles for their 17 road games. And that, in fact, is the fewest miles of any Western Conference team. Next, we fast forward to Monday of this week, and this young man received a call-up to the USA's January camp.
Rapids have work to do. Unfamiliar territory. Hewing up, and it's 2-2! And it's Marlon Hairston in the blink of an eye. They're back on level terms. This is some contest. Trouble here for the Dynamo, maybe. Doyle squares it to Hairston. Hairston on the angle. Can he find the third? Oh, that is beautiful! That is absolutely sumptuous!
Very well-weighted pass and a great touch from Doyle. What a class finish there. We saw it from Baji a week ago, and you see the same thing from Marlon Hairston here.
Yes, Marlon Hairston is with the U.S. men's senior side at the National Training Center in Carson, California. He arrived there on Wednesday. The camp runs to the end of the month and culminates with a friendly international against Bosnia-Herzegovina on Sunday, January the 28th at StubHub Center. But the big news of the week, also announced on Monday, was that the Rapids have two more players on their roster following the signings of Jack Price and Edgar Castillo. We'll hear from the pair shortly, but sporting director and interim general manager Porrick Smith caught Vic Lombardi up with all the club news earlier in the week.
On the actual footballing side, I think we've brought in two really, really talented players here. Jack Price joins from Wolves, I think very gifted technically and tactically. Someone who knows how to control the rhythm and the tempo of the game, his vision, passing repertoire, and really his entire skill level will be a real difference maker for us. I don't think there's too much of an introduction needed with Edgar. Yeah. He's been playing at a very high level for quite some time down in Liga MX in Mexico. One of only two players, of course, to have played for the senior national team for both Mexico and the US, so that's quite interesting. But again, I think along with Marlon Hairston, I think we've got a pair of the best wing-backs in the game and in MLS, and we're looking forward to seeing both of those up and down the flanks next year, providing both on the defensive and, more importantly, on the offensive side.
It's pretty cool to hear also that Hairston's been called up to the national team. How many games will he get as part of the U.S. team now?
Well, we'll have to see, to be honest with you. I think this is just the start of a very bright future for Marlon with the U.S. team, and I think it's most important to say that it couldn't have happened to someone nicer or more humble. We all know that Marlon's a great soccer player, but he's also a very good person, and that we're thrilled to both him and his family that he's been given this great opportunity. I think when you look at it on the field, and we've seen it here over the last number of years, his ability on both the attacking side and the defensive side has really, really improved year on year, and he's provided goals, he's provided assists, great energy. On the club level for us, we think the sky's the limit for him, and as I said, I think this is the start of what will hopefully be a long and fruitful spell with the U.S. men's national team.
We're just a couple weeks away from preseason camps now. What do you have in store? What do you want to get done before the players start arriving?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot happened already, but there's certainly more to come. I think one of the things both Anthony and I are very happy about this offseason is that we've been able to upgrade our roster at numerous positions. But there are, of course, still a few positions and a few players we absolutely need to bring in. The main focus right now is definitely on the attacking side. We need to bring in at least one and possibly two new strikers, and we plan on seeing that over the coming weeks. I think with Anthony's style of play, we know that we're going to continue to do the things that this club has always been known for: good organization, discipline, defensive solidity. But really, as we've said all along, we have to be able to evolve in our ability to get forward effectively. We want that boldness and that sense of urgency that we maybe haven't seen in previous years. So I think fans can certainly expect to see us upgrade on the attacking side. We'll also be bringing in a one or two centre-backs as well, because obviously this change in formation means that, you know, we need to have the right personnel for coach to be able to execute on the vision that the club has. I think the other key thing for us is fitness. As you mentioned, the season's coming up on us very quickly. It's an abbreviated preseason, which, you know, ultimately we're thankful for, because it means we're participating in the CONCACAF Champions League. And, you know, that game against Toronto on February 20th is going to be a really exciting game to kick off the season for us. But Anthony's made it very clear what he expects from the players. Every player's been sent a letter telling them exactly what sort of shape they need to come back in, body fat, weight, fitness levels. So that's going to be exciting. I know the players are talking about that behind the scenes, and I think that's something new for our club. And it goes with everything else we're trying to do here. It's all about elevating the standards and ensure that we're absolutely aiming for excellence in everything that we do.
Porrick Smith there with Vic Lombardi. And so to the new names. Dylan Gannon spoke with both players on Tuesday, starting with Castillo.
Edgar, you spent most of your career over in Mexico. Why was now the time to make the trip over to MLS?
Well, I spent, 13 years in Mexico, and all this opportunity came up because I wasn't going to stay in Monterrey. So this came up, and I took it. I'm very happy to be here, but now at my age, I'm 31, so I think it was time to come here to the MLS and play a couple of years and come back to the States.
Now, you are one of only a couple of players to suit up for both the Mexican national team and the U.S. men's national team. So that means you have some experience with Tim Howard. What's it going to be like to suit up with him again?
No, Timmy's a good guy. He was in this for a couple months because he's the one that talked to me about coming to Colorado. And I told him, yeah, I would love to come here. And now I'm here and I'm happy to be here. And I'm very happy to be here and be on his side because he's a very good guy and he's a very good keeper and he's a very, very good guy, man. He's one of the top keepers in the league.
Coach Hudson wanted to bring you in specifically because of this new formation that could be ruled out there. What type of player are you and what can the fans expect to see from Edgar Castillo in 2018?
Well, I'm a type of player that likes to attack, but I like to go on the attack and help my teammates and try to score some goals this season.
Absolutely. And then finally, we'll get you out of here with this one, but there was a great turnout yesterday for the event, having all the fans welcome you to Denver. Just talk about what it means for you to see that reception and, you know, to really get you acclimated inside the city and organization.
No, it's a very good experience and happy with the fans. And to tell you that I'm very excited to be here and I'm going to put the best of me and try to help my teammates and get good results this season.
All right, perfect. Edgar, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you later, man.
Hey, man, take care.
That chat with Edgar Castillo, followed by a conversation with midfielder Jack Price, who was asked for his thoughts on that pop-up event on Monday afternoon, which announced his and Castillo's arrival.
Oh, it was unreal. Like, me and Lauren were talking about it last night with my girlfriend. It's just like a really great experience to have all that support and love over here for me. And, you know, looking forward to hopefully, you know, pay some of that back to the fans. And I can be quite close to like community with all the supporters here. It's funny, you know, give a lot back whenever I can.
Now, what can the fans expect to see from Jack Price in 2018 and beyond?
I like to get on the ball and, you know, control game, passing, and, you know, maybe chip in with a few goals and assists, hopefully, this season. And, yeah, hopefully, you know, push for that title. But I just want to give fans a lot of confidence that I'm coming here to do really well and, you know, join in with the lads and hopefully have a successful season.
Now, why did you choose Colorado?
Obviously, with links from Kevin Doyle was here as well, and I know he loved it out here. When I was speaking to, you know, him himself and his family, they said they really enjoyed it out here. I spoke to the manager, and he's really positive. I like the way he wants to play this season, and just coming here, getting the vibe, and talking to Podrick as well, and just the way the club's going, it's going forward. I can only see it going one way, really, and that's, you know, a lot better than it was last season. I'm just really looking forward to coming here. Obviously, it's a great city to live in as well.
Now, how much did you talk to Kevin before coming here, and how big of an influence was he on making your final decision to, you know, play for the Rapids?
Yeah, I've spoken to his friend, Stephen Hunt, and I just know he loved the area, and he'd say he would have, you know, lived here if he could, and he'd be a bit gutted he had to retire with a concussion.
Perfect. Well, Jack, appreciate your time. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and looking forward to get the season rolling with you.
Perfect. Me too, yeah. Thank you very much, Dylan.
Jack Price there. And if you're wondering on that accent, it's a West of England accent, West Midlands, with Price being from the town of Shrewsbury. It's about 10 miles from the Welsh border and, in fact, is the birthplace of Charles Darwin. And for more information on both players, go to coloradorapids.com. This part of the Rapids podcast is brought to you by Lunazul Tequila, made using only the best ingredients and classic techniques. Lunazul Tequila. One sip and you know. So here's my thing on this week's parting shot. David Oestedt is now a DC United player. Now, those not following the story, the goalkeeper was deemed surplus to requirements at Vancouver Whitecaps FC. They officially declined his 2018 option back in November, but they'd actually told him back in June that he would need to take a pay cut to stay on beyond 2017. Not something, though, he was prepared to do. He knew his future lay elsewhere, and yet the complicated employment rules, which relate to those in the sports industry, meant the employer, who only wanted him back in a cut-price deal, held most of the aces and could still potentially profit from him. Now, despite the Whitecaps not wanting him back on the current terms, they still held his registration, and they now qualify for 50% of any future transfer fee. Plus, if Osted moves on before the 2018 roster freeze, the Canadian club will pocket $100,000 in general allocation money. Now, this is not isolated to the Whitecaps or indeed Major League Soccer, but it does highlight a rather ruthless side to the professional world of sport. Come back for less or remain in limbo, as we hold your rights and we hold your registration. But if you do get the deal you're seeking, then of course we'll remain an interested party. That is not a bad bit of business. And so, as we wipe a tear, the post-McGahee era begins on the Rapids podcast. Next week, the draft takes place in Philadelphia. Before that, the Combine in Florida. News as it happens at coloradorapids.com and via the various social media platforms. The podcast will return next week. Until then, from myself, Richard Fleming, it's goodbye for now.
The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.